第三部分言谈理解，每题均有三个选项，请依据所听到的对话或短文内容选出一个最适合的答案。
1.
Joan, who is that man?
Which man?
The tall man over there. He's looking at you.
No, he's looking at you. Isn't he your math teacher?
Oh, yeah. I didn't put on my glasses, so I couldn't see his face. Hi, Mr. Lin.
Question, who is the tall man?
Joan, who is that man?
Which man?
The tall man over there. He's looking at you.
No, he's looking at you. Isn't he your math teacher?
Oh, yeah. I didn't put on my glasses, so I couldn't see his face. Hi, Mr. Lin.
Question, who is the tall man? Two.
Is Nina okay? She keeps crying all day. What happened to her?
I have no idea.
What? You were in her room with her for half an hour. How can you not know?
She didn't say anything. She just sat on her bed and cried.
Go to her room and try to talk to her again. You're her mother.
And you're her father. Why don't you go to her room and try to talk to her now?
Question. What is Nina's problem? Is Nina okay? She keeps crying all day. What happened to her?
I have no idea.
What? You were in her room with her for half an hour. How can you not know?
She didn't say anything. She just sat on her bed and cried.
Go to her room and try to talk to her again. You're her mother.
And you're her father. Why don't you go to her room and try to talk to her now?
Question. What is Nina's problem? 3.
Frank, why are you so late? Because of you, we can't catch that movie.
I'm so sorry. I was helping the old woman next door. I did send you a message to tell you about this.
Oh, I didn't check my smartphone. So what happened to the old woman?
She couldn't find her dog, Kiwi. So I helped her look for it for hours. Finally, I found it in front of the elementary school on Brown Street.
Wow! Good job. I'm proud of you.
Question. Why is Frank late for his date?
Frank, why are you so late? Because of you, we can't catch that movie.
I'm so sorry. I was helping the old woman next door. I did send you a message to tell you about this.
Oh, I didn't check my smartphone. So what happened to the old woman?
She couldn't find her dog, Kiwi, so I helped her look for it for hours. Finally, I found it in front of the elementary school on Brown Street.
Wow! Good job. I'm proud of you.
Question. Why is Frank late for his date?
Four. Hey, Josh, I just saw your daughter, Kate. She was with a very cute boy in the park.
What? What was she doing when you saw her in the park?
She was taking a walk with a cute boy, hand in hand. Is that her boyfriend?
I can't believe it. I have to go to the park and find that boy.
Come on, Josh. Kate isn't a kid now. She has the right to go out with other people.
All right. I think you're right.
Question. What was Kate doing when the woman saw her? Hey, Josh, I just saw your daughter, Kate. She was with a very cute boy in the park.
What? What was she doing when you saw her in the park?
She was taking a walk with a cute boy, hand in hand. Is that her boyfriend?
I can't believe it. I have to go to the park and find that boy.
Come on, Josh. Kate isn't a kid now. She has the right to go out with other people.
All right. I think you're right.
Question. What was Kate doing when the woman saw her?
5.
Last night, my parents went to the hospital to visit their friend. I stayed home with my dog, Aries. When I was watching TV, Aries tried to show me something. I thought, Aries is a smart dog, so there must be a bad guy at the door. When I was about to call the police, I got my grandma's call. She said to me on the phone, Erica, open the door. Your parents asked me to come and take care of you. I was so happy, and I ran to open the door for my grandma.
Question. Who was at the door when the girl was watching TV?
Last night, my parents went to the hospital to visit their friend. I stayed home with my dog, Aries. When I was watching TV, Aries tried to show me something. I thought, Aries is a smart dog, so there must be a bad guy at the door. When I was about to call the police, I got my grandma's call. She said to me on the phone, Erica, open the door. Your parents asked me to come and take care of you. I was so happy, and I ran to open the door for my grandma.
Question. Who was at the door when the girl was watching TV?
Six.
Is it 12 o'clock now?
No, it's 11:40. Why do you ask?
It's my wife's birthday today, and I want to be the first one to say happy birthday to her. She works in New York. When it's 12 o'clock at night in New York, it's 12 noon in Taiwan. So I have to send out the message at 12 noon.
I see.
Question. What time is it now in New York? Is it 12 o'clock now?
No, it's 11:40. Why do you ask?
It's my wife's birthday today, and I want to be the first one to say happy birthday to her. She works in New York. When it's 12 o'clock at night in New York, it's 12 noon in Taiwan. So I have to send out the message at 12 noon.
I see.
Question. What time is it now in New York? Seven.
Ethan, is your mother the famous writer Lila Benson?
Yes, she is.
Wow! I love her books. I want to be a writer like her in the future.
You do? Why?
It's nice to work at home. I don't have to go to work, and I can sleep until noon.
Well, my mom gets up at 6 every morning, and she works over 10 hours a day. What's more, she often goes to different places and meets with different people to look for new ideas. It's not easy to be a writer.
Oh, maybe I need to think again.
Question. Why does the woman want to be a writer?
Ethan, is your mother the famous writer Lila Benson?
Yes, she is.
Wow! I love her books. I want to be a writer like her in the future.
You do? Why?
It's nice to work at home. I don't have to go to work, and I can sleep until noon.
Well, my mom gets up at 6 every morning, and she works over 10 hours a day. What's more, she often goes to different places and meets with different people to look for new ideas. It's not easy to be a writer.
Oh, maybe I need to think again.
Question. Why does the woman want to be a writer?
Eight. Good evening, Steve. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm happy to be here.
I have some questions for you today. First of all, what do you usually do when you're free?
I love watching movies.
Watching your movies?
No. I enjoy watching other people's movies. I learn about acting from them.
I see. And in your new movie, you play the role of a mailman, right? Can you tell us more about it?
Question. What is the man's job?
Good evening, Steve. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm happy to be here.
I have some questions for you today. First of all, what do you usually do when you're free?
I love watching movies.
Watching your movies?
No, I enjoy watching other people's movies. I learn about acting from them.
I see. And in your new movie, you play the role of a mailman, right? Can you tell us more about it?
Question. What is the man's job? Nine.
Hey, Judy. You're looking for a job, right? ABC News is looking for reporters. Do you want to be a reporter there?
A reporter? I never thought about that before.
Why not? You are smart and you are good at talking to people. Why don't you go to ABC News and take a look?
Okay, let's go take a look.
Question. Which is not true about the woman?
Hey, Judy. You're looking for a job, right? ABC News is looking for reporters. Do you want to be a reporter there?
A reporter? I never thought about that before.
Why not? You are smart and you are good at talking to people. Why don't you go to ABC News and take a look?
Okay, let's go take a look.
Question. Which is not true about the woman?
Ten.
Katie is a secretary. She works for Mr. Lee. Every morning, before Mr. Lee goes to work, she checks his letters and emails for him. She also has to buy breakfast for Mr. Lee. When Mr. Lee is at work, she answers phone calls and takes messages for him. Sometimes, she needs to plan meetings for him. Her job isn't easy, but she does a great job. Mr. Lee can't do his job without her.
Question. What doesn't Katie need to do for Mr. Lee?
Katie is a secretary. She works for Mr. Lee. Every morning, before Mr. Lee goes to work, she checks his letters and emails for him. She also has to buy breakfast for Mr. Lee. When Mr. Lee is at work, she answers phone calls and takes messages for him. Sometimes, she needs to plan meetings for him. Her job isn't easy, but she does a great job. Mr. Lee can't do his job without her.
Question. What doesn't Katie need to do for Mr. Lee?